Chapter 12. Now Kestios no longer thought it proper to remain idle, while war was being made against the Judeans on all sides. Now he took from Antiochia the entire 12th legion, but also 2,000 picked men from each of the others, both 6 cohorts of infantry and 4 swarms of cavalry, and advanced to Ptolemais. In addition to these, he took auxiliaries from the kings. Indeed, from Antiochos, 2,000 cavalry and 3,000 infantry, all archers. But from Agrippa, indeed, the same number of infantry, but fewer than 2,000 cavalry. But Suhaim also followed with 4,000, of which a third were cavalry, and the majority archers. Now there were vast numbers of allied troops recruited from the cities. Indeed, their expertise was certainly inferior to the soldiers, but their lack of skill was compensated with feelings of ardor and hatred against the Judeans. But also present with Kestios was Agrippa himself, who was both in command of the rout and was to provide what would benefit the army. Now Kestios took a part of this force with him and rushed against Zebulon, a stalwart city of Galilee, which is called Of Men. But it divides Ptolemais from the Judean nation. And when he seized it, he indeed found it deserted of men, because the multitude had retreated into the mountains. But it was full of all kinds of money. Indeed, he allowed his soldiers to plunder these. But although he was amazed at the beauty of the town, it had residences constructed like those in Tyre and Sidon and Beirut. He set it on fire. Then he overran the countryside and indeed plundered everything which came in his path, but incinerated the surrounding villages. Then he returned to Ptolemais. But while the Syrians, and especially the Beirutians, were busy plundering, the Judeans regained their courage, for even they understood that Kestios had marched off. So they unexpectedly attacked those who had been left behind and utterly destroyed about 2,000 of them. But after Kestios had decamped from Ptolemais, he himself indeed reached Caesarea. But he sent a section of his army on ahead to Jaffa. He gave order that indeed, if the city was capable of being captured, to garrison it. But if those inside detected the approach beforehand, to wait for both him and the remaining force. Now indeed, some of them pressed on by sea, but others by land. And they easily took the city from both sides. And since its residents were unable to flee past them, nor had they even prepared for a battle, the Romans attacked them and did away with them all, along with their families, and then plundered the city and set it on fire. Now the number of those murdered was 8,400. But similarly, Kestios also sent larger numbers of cavalry to the Narbatanian Toparchy, which shared a border with Caesarea. Truly, they both cut through the land and utterly destroyed a vast multitude of the countrymen, both plundering their possessions and incinerating their villages. But Kestios sent Caesennios Gallos, commander of the 12th Legion, into Galilee, and handed over to him as many of his force as he considered would suffice against the nation. Zippori, the most stalwart city of Galilee, welcomed the man with an acclamation, and the remaining cities, acting on the wise advice of this one, remained placid. But the insurgents and brigands in the district fled to the centermost mountain in Galilee, which indeed lies opposite Zippori, but is called Atzmon. So Gallos led his force against them. Now indeed, as long as these men were higher up, they easily fended off the advancing Romans and did away with about 200 of them. But when the Romans had gone around and gained the higher elevations, the others were quickly defeated. And since they were light-armed men, they could neither sustain the heavy-armed Roman soldiers in close combat, nor, when routed, escape the cavalry. Consequently, a few indeed escaped notice in the rough terrain, but over 2,000 were done away with.